You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Stone Cold.
What happened?
One of my friends from Joking Off, Mike Caramelega. Oh, is it started?
Yeah, it's good. We're good.
He wrote, "Not really sure what's happening, but that's a knockout blow from Glitter Cheese."
Yeah. Okay.
So we're in a Twitter fight.
Twitter fight.
My sexy podcast. Twitter introduce fight. It.
We are my sexy podcast. We got a live Twitter fight for your dumb ass. Thanks for listening. Thanks for coming through with this. You ain't me, but you're gonna be listening to this.
You are so good at rapping.
I mean, you ain't me, but you're gonna be listening to this. It's not the biggest diss in the world.
What?
Well, just my last line was not good, but the
I know, but you just have it. It's so fun to watch, but I get mad because every time we're like throwing around ideas to film or tape or sketch or whatever, you're like, let's learn how to rap, and it's like, bitch, you have a fair advantage. It's like me being like, let's do sentences in Russian and see who does the best.
I dare us to.
Okay, I mean, I guess I'll be rapping.
Give me a Russian. No. Give me one Russian sentence.
Я очень рада здесь быть.
You clearly used it. Очень рада in the beginning is like an unfair.
Well, I mean, what I was saying was it's really happy to be here.
Okay.
But you didn't like that.
But is that the way you say someone that you like being somewhere? It's really happy to be here?
That's why everyone thinks me and my family are always yelling at each other, which why? We are. But
because it's harsh really looking to be here.
It's like, yo, очень рада здесь быть.
That doesn't sound German, fun. Same thing. Achtung, yeah, yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
We're getting more. We're getting more.
We're getting more in the Twitter
Six
drama.
Six new interactions.
Shit. What we got?
Actually, good point. I was conservative in college and sucked at sex. Kenny DeForest on our side.
Kenny is on our side. Ladies and gentlemen, what is happening right now?
Right now, it's just favorites.
What started out in the last episode as just a 39 RT, and I'm sure it's now 43, what, 42?
I don't know, but everything
it's a tweet that is going around the internet. It's a sensation. And Lisa Traeger has gone out on the record and said, what is the original tweet?
Okay, so.
What is the original tweet?
I love having real housewives style drama.
Okay, what's the real tweet?
Like anything that.
I love when you're singing along to anything.
Because it's so bad.
When you started Billy Ray Cyrus last episode. I love that was the most genuine plug for the last episode, you know? Like, what more do you want?
So my original, it's only at 44, but it's all the good white guys who are fed up with being grouped in with bad white men realize that's what every other group of people deal with. We discussed in the old one,
the way
whatever.
You read your own.
It took a lot. I don't know how to read.
I have a book report for you.
I don't know how to read.
The space station.
Don't know how to read. It's pretty hard.
Do you think that's true that you don't know how to read?
No, I just.
But you clearly. No, the way you read, you can tell that you're not very finessed with the craft of the written word.
No, I'm not a good reader.
I want to dedicate this episode to the person at. Is it Splitsider?
Splitsider.
Do you remember the name? We should look it up.
Whoa.
Someone at Splitsider was very nice to us and said, Yalizi, Sabrina, the way you talk, I could listen to it forever, and we love you.
She's a sweetie. I took a picture of it because I was so happy.
Yes.
So I'll be able to find it, I think.
Okay, cool. I'm just Google searching.
Oh, but I did want to say, reading is always, like, I don't retain information that way very well.
That's interesting because you retain a shitload of information.
I know, but I would read and I was in AP English, got a C and a D each semester. I don't know why I did it, but I like wanted to be good at reading and writing. But like we would read Faulkner's As I Lay Dying and I'd come in and people would be saying things. And I'm like, I mean, I had no idea what was going on. And I read it. I would read every word and just like have no clue.
It's about hearing it or what?
It was just hard books. I just like, I want short essays about fun women.
No, there is an aspect of like, there's like this pretentious, like academic sort of like, Vitruvius. And it's just like, I don't connect. There's nothing connected about this.
Vitruvius.
Vitruvius.
It's Leah. Leah at Splitsider.
Yeah, Leah, shout out to you, boo boo.
Thank you. Yeah, that was like it was a very nice thing.
That's for you.
The tweets are, hold on, let's see what Nuno, I think he's written back.
Guys, I can't believe what is going on, and we haven't even really laid the ground. So Lisa tweeted a thing about how
I mean, everyone
guys,
is tweeting at this guy now, and I love
yes,
it.
Yes, we've got the world rallying! We have the world rallying behind Lisa, who happened to tweet a thing that said, basically, like, white guys, I get it that you're upset, because we sit through a lot of open mics, as we said last episode, where guys
yeah,
are,
Rose,
like, upset about the way that, you know, the come down of being
yeah,
the
about
throne.
The sex, he wrote, who cares that? Much happier when they make me come trashy. I mean, he's
what?
Like a monster.
Oh,
I think we're
yeah,
done
yeah,
now.
Yeah. I'm friends with a monster.
It's
he's
just
on
like
my Twit feed.
It is boom. Weird when you don't know much about someone, yeah. But you know that they're like rape capable. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they haven't raped.
I mean, I feel like that.
They
about
haven't
a lot
committed
of
a crime.
That I look at on the subway,
but. Do I trust that you've never fucked a passed out girl? I don't think so.
One guy last night after my set, when I was leaving, he was going into the, you know, the garages in the floor in New York City on the sidewalk. Whoops. My mom's old lady friend fell into one.
Oh, yeah.
Like just doors that are like, man, there you go. Guess you're not going to make it after all. Then he was going into one of those. He worked at the bar that I was working at that I did a set at. And then he was like, I heard what you said on stage, and I think maybe you're going to want a peenie kind of thing, like that kind of vibe. And I didn't understand what he was saying. I was like, what? And then he was like, no, you were, you know, like had this sort of thing. It was more sexy. I don't think that he would rape necessarily, but like, you know, people throwing their sexuality around in a, you know what? That actually I wouldn't even classify as a rapey one. The more rapey one is like the guy that was clipping his toenails in Soho. I Instagrammed it. Into the garbage bin, and like I was taking a selfie to incorporate him with it, and he glared. I didn't find out till after, and then I saw back that he was still glaring as I was posting it on the internet like 3 feet from him. But he was glaring at the camera being like but I was just like, no, fuck you, like you're clipping your full toenails, obviously you'd rape. No.
Yeah, it's
the glare and the glare and the toenails.
I don't
if
even
you're toenailing.
I don't even think it's the dudes that are more vocal of like, hey,
I don't
sexy.
Think any of my arguments have really had that much panache.
I just there's like one person I don't. I mean, I guess I don't like a lot of people. There's like one comic.
Yeah, every
Psycho
episode you're
Chicago.
Like, but then you describe them to a T. Like favorite band Everclear, Latina from the Southwest. You know, I've really grown up in terms of
he's
anime,
just bad. Like, he'll get on stage and be like, oh, man. He actually was like, you look like you have Down syndrome. And it was like, to someone with Down syndrome in the
I
audience.
Thought it was to you, and I was immediately no. looking at your face for signs.
No. No, but he'll be like, oh, look at that woman with her titties out. How dare you walk out of the house with your titties out like that? Like,
what?
Like, this weird comic. He ended up getting bad. He, like, threatened to beat me up.
The
but...
man that charged me with assault, his quote, best of in yeah. the same genre. And the Grammy for weirdest worst. Yeah, the verbatim joke. If I take a girl out to dinner, she better suck my dick. That was a tall, white dude that was on TV.
The worst.
That's,
so
but that was literally not, that was like, if I take a girl out to dinner, she better suck my, it was just like hate fueled. Who is
what?
It? Oh, it's not a comic. It was a man that was on a reality show that was hired by a comedy club in Toronto.
That is so
I'll tell
beautiful.
You the whole story
yeah,
on the down low, but like, you
there's
know,
court things. We can't
yeah.
like, say people's
But actually,
names.
I've never talked about it on the podcast. Just to let you know, I would hate for you to like be loyal listeners and then I get to a part where I get charged with assault and then I keep it too vague.
No, but it's so good.
Yeah.
You're a hero.
Yeah.
Sometimes heroes get in trouble, you know?
I
Martin Luther King
may...
got arrested.
Yeah, Sabrina Jalice punched a guy in the balls on stage. But did I? Because maybe it was a stage punch and that's what my lawyer approved. And the charges have been dismissed. The case is sealed. And I've seen the Ashley Judd movie. I cannot be double jeopardy. So good night to those assault charges.
Wait, let's do a Taylor song. Let's do a Taylor? Different. Yeah, we listen to this another one. Let's
no,
like,
but I just think it's
in.
Like such a good callback in someone's ear. They're probably biking to somewhere, driving to somewhere, maybe sitting with their grandmother. I don't know. I hope you are
yeah.
sitting with your grandmother. I saw my grandmother recently, and
oh, yes.
boy, was it cute.
Oh, we have a lot to talk about with you, actually.
I guess so, yeah.
Okay. Let's do, I have one quick aside.
Yeah.
I have, let's just do the Twitter thing a little bit. And then we got to talk.
All grandma, all time.
We have a lot. All family, we all have time. A lot. Yeah, we can get family. It's going to be Sabrina getting vulnerable in the episode. Fuck. But I did want to tell you a funny story. So I don't know if I told you this before, but in the AP English class that I had, we got like this big Norton anthology, and it was like a big.
What's Norton?
It's like all the classics. The pages are like thin, like Bible pages, but it's all American classics, like Nathaniel Hawthorne, like all these books.
Wait, for someone who doesn't know how to read, now you're bringing out Nathaniel Hawthorne. Like,
well, the Scarlet Letter, but
and
like,
you also said William Faulkner in a way that I never imagined your little illiterate
But
Russian.
All these books. But so when I first started, so it was like September, you know, the beginning of the school year, I accidentally, like, we had a syllabus, and I accidentally read the years that the thing was written instead of the page numbers. So I read from like 1842, like I read the author, like I fucked up on the syllabus, and I read from like 1842 to 1896.
I don't get it.
So those are the pages I read in the book. Instead of reading pages 1 through 30, I read the dates of when the author was alive and
dead. I don't
dead.
Really understand the technicality of the fuck up, but I get that you fucked up.
Okay. Oh, perfect.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to take a minute to showcase...
Just a quick minute.
John Fatigay, the owner of Stand Up New York Slabs. Stand Up New York Slabs. And just a daily treasure in everyone's life. Does he have a yurt that he goes to every so often? Maybe.
What's a
Is
yurt?
Is he going to Fire
What's
Island this
yurt?
Weekend? Yes. Does he have a casual tan and just like a panache for life? And is this the second time that I said panache in 1 hour and maybe that's suspect? Panache it up for John Fatigay! He's heading home.
So say hi to the camera or you don't, yeah. Is that one? That one? Yeah. Who knows? GoPros.
Bye, John. Oh. I remember. So, what are we up to? We're talking about illiteracy or what?
Oh, he's just writing so much.
We've got more Twitter feud? Tell me what else this idiot is saying. This is the thing about the internet, guys. When you invest in arguments
on the internet. Oh, I just got a text from a friend.
Yeah.
That is not okay.
What?
It has nothing to do with it.
Oh, shit.
At some point, you're going to have to apologize to me. The way you talk to me is not okay. And you just have not addressed it at all.
Yo, I can't believe you're bearing it all and reading it
all. Yeah, but I'm mad at him.
Yeah, whoa, is that, I know who it is.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I'm fine not to talk to him.
Okay, there's two things that we need to put a pin on, okay? There's two facts that are happening right now. Internet feuds, and as well as friendship feuds.
Yeah.
Now, let's spin the wheel and see which one we're going to talk about.
What, are we giving numbers? I love, that was a great noise.
This is, we're spinning the wheel.
What is that?
It's the wheel. Oh, it's, wow. It's going to end on one. Oh, okay. It is ended on friendship feuds.
Okay.
We're going to talk about friendship feuds first. We've got many pins in the air. Friendship feuds, you know, here's the thing. Are relationships always going to be harmonious, spontaneous, easy? No. I'm going through my own friendship feud right now. I'm not into it.
Yeah,
I'm
she's reuniting with after what, 4 weeks?
Yeah, like a few weeks.
2 weeks from a bestie meeting tomorrow.
A bestie type disappointment. It's like friends disappoint. Friends are, last night I was like, woke up from a nap and I did my set and it was like super like cranky and volney and just like, no, you know? But I was talking about delusion, like just like various people, the way that they see their lives, it's just like, you're delusional.
Yeah.
There are delusions here. And
with the text I just got?
With everything. With the way that you see things. I mean, look at this Twitter fight. Like, the way that this man sees this situation is so different from the way that you see this situation.
Yeah.
And you'll never see the same situation, but like,
no, but
it's just frustrating when people get
what he's so with that tweet, he got very mad. He was like, oh, you're oppressed, are you mad women are you can't work, you know, it's like all of these like condescending things. But what I'm saying is has nothing to do with my point of view. It's for other people and everything that's been happening, you know, like I am not a black person. Yeah. But when I listen to the points of view of black people and whatever they feel that I might not like understand, I'm going to like understand in a way like, oh, fuck, you know? And with this man being like, oh, you feel oppressed. It's like, I don't feel oppressed. I never have. I come from a great family. I've never paid attention. You know, like, have there been moments I'm not happy about or like we're treated a certain way? Sure.
You were raised in a way to.
But I've been, I played football in eighth grade. I did whatever I wanted to do. I say what I want. I have like parents that instilled a lot of that in me. And I'm not talking about me when I say that. But to not have a perspective of like everything else that's happening and what the world needs and just different people and upbringing. It's like when I don't want to like say all Republicans, but when certain people go like, get a job at McDonald's, work harder. Why aren't you working harder? We all work hard. Why don't you get it together?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, but let's say this boy was raised by a single mother who was addicted to drugs. How dare you want him to have what your child has and have equal stuff when they don't have the schools, they don't have all this.
Okay.
Yeah, what, those
pause on that because there are white people that like white men that have parents that are addicted.
I said single. I didn't say anything about color. I said a single mother addicted to drugs.
But you're just talking about the tendency or like the inept. Like there is no way to see the other side on with people who have so much. It's like, are you kidding me that you really think that people were all set up to succeed in the same way?
Yeah, it's like frustrating and annoying. And I think it's like, yeah, it's just important to do
that.
And
when this that, like when you talk about, but that, I mean, then you can always say though, there are countries where people are like, literally, if we didn't like take a cab to our next spot, someone could live for a month or whatever. So it's all relative.
Absolutely.
That's and I think that that is the foundation of all this is that if any of us were in a position to really fucking run with the money, we'd be fucking. Honestly, if everyone's eyes are closed and you can run with that bag of money, you are running because there's too many of us. Mm-hmm. I don't want to fucking be on a life raft with any of them.
Yeah.
Like, I want to set myself up to succeed. And that's like the pressure that we all feel, but it's so disconnected from the reality of like poverty. Like,
just not seeing that just because you had a setup and maybe you didn't, like, my parents had the worst life in the Soviet Union. I would never be able to do what they did.
Your grandparents same with your met parents. In a concentration camp.
Yeah, but your parents too. It's like my parents came here at 44 and 52 not knowing the language. My dad working all night at factories. Yeah. Them like cleaning the preschool so I can go to this preschool.
And
like,
even
all
just
of
like
this
pause
stuff.
Pause for like what that reality is versus what we live where it's like live your truth and that's why you're sad. You should go to yoga and maybe get a therapist. But like the idea of your parents moving here and being like your dad just working in a factory all night long is like that's crazy.
Just giving up everything, working hard to provide for your
family.
But
then I guess that would be like what
so
a white man
possible,
would say. Yeah, exactly.
But it's possible. But like, what if, you know, my parents are, you know, they did a great job, but what if someone was mentally ill? Do they not deserve the same like chance at life as everyone else?
Yeah, they don't actually. Mentally ill, like honestly, mentally ill, mental illness is as weird as it is where you can hide it, it is though the number one thing that like
it's crippling. But like, why be mad at those people or people that are like immigrants, get out of here, illegal immigrants? It's like they're people. We're people.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
just because
they're
a different color or come from 100 more miles south, suddenly we can discard of them and not care about them.
No,
it's just like this thing of like to think just because my parent, like everyone else has to or someone else, like. It's just rude to like punish children in the future and all the opportunities
course,
that people
yeah.
have because you had it okay or you figured it out or your parents did. It's like, get away from your personal life.
No, but you are speaking from your personal life. That's the thing is like you have to understand though too that there are people that like, well, like my father-in-law, his whole family fought for. What's that?
We have a visitor.
We have a loose visitor.
Yeah.
Is a cutie.
Blue
I mean,
pants.
I'd say how old are you?
What? Where you want to see? Come on, we're live. No,
we're
not.
Yeah, we're live to
18.
We got
right.
Yeah, I knew there was a suspect fact. I found it right away. Usually, I was telling you before that I think everyone's the same age as me. So someone who's 18 is like, I got to go back to my science class. I'm like, wait a second.
I don't know, but like Megan, my friend, grew up very privileged.
Okay, we're talking about privilege here. Wait.
You know, college paid for, things were helped, you know, good upbringing.
But then that's mental illness, though. If you can't see it, then you're talking about someone who's mentally ill, too.
But
yeah,
she still sees. She, like, votes for certain ways.
Of course. She
sees the world
in a
compassionate way.
But then to be compassionate, don't you have to understand that, like, someone who's, like, preppy, white, like, grew up with such a great upbringing, like such a, like, never had to see the other side, would have a mental illness where, I mean, I would classify, we were just talking about last episode about Attila the Hutt, how everyone who killed all these people was mentally ill. It's like, do we have to have compassion for them? No, that's the way you, that's just the way you, that that's what you're trying to say, is like,
you got,
we don't
power
have to, no. We don't have to feel compassion for people who are on the bad side of things, who also probably suffer from mental illness, because they're it's a double entendre.
Interesting.
Or it's a double trouble.
So you think the Twitter fight guy has issues?
Of course. Are you fucking kidding me? What's his handle?
He's unhappy.
Look at what is it? This is the best. I tweeted him, congratulations on your most famous day of your life, and then we took a picture of ourselves in the studio.
Blast
with fingers.
Double leg.
His name is at Blast Double Leg. Don't follow. He's got like 12 or 13,000 tweets and 600 followers. So those stats speak for themselves, you know? That means he's said like 100,000 things before one person followed him.
Yeah.
But that's mentally ill. We're probably talking about someone who's probably quite mentally ill.
Yeah, I just wish we didn't take those people seriously and they didn't have power. It just sucks that the people in power are not able to see different things. I mean, it's just really frustrating and crazy.
Mm-hmm. I think the craziest part of our world is that there are things that are like very.
But there's also people that have my point of view that I think are crazy too, you know, that are like.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and then that goes back to last episode's conversation
too,
about branding.
Yeah, or too sensitive or like too over the top, like don't have a sense of humor. I mean, yeah, I guess I think I'm right and. Everyone's wrong. I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no idea. But I
know.
No,
but that's what you were criticizing about the other side. Is
I
that
just
like
want,
I think I'm right and everyone else is wrong and that's it.
I want the country to split up in 4 or 5 countries.
But we have power.
Or 2 countries.
Okay. Look, as a Canadian moving to this country.
Yeah.
Everyone in Canada, to be honest with everyone in America, everyone in Canada has this attitude that truly thinks that you're quite stupid, quite idiot, because it's, again, an outsider perspective of someone looking at the decisions that are being made here and saying, the fuck? Like when George Bush was voted
a power
the
thing.
Time,
if, no matter
power,
what my opinion
the
is.
The more power there is, the more corruption there is. That's why I was talking, the rich people, like your rich friends, their problems, the problems that they talk about in their family are way more fucked up. There's more prescription drugs. It's like, clearly poverty also, like all the extremes will bring out some extreme. Yeah. But the more power, the more corruption. The more money there is, the more people that there is a percentage of people that will say, I want to try and get that some of that money in a bad way.
But like with this guy, he is not able to see how it might be different for a different type of person.
Yeah, but he's also crazy. I'm telling you, he's mentally ill.
For sure. I
So now you have to acknowledge that you're arguing with a mentally ill person on
No. If you're mentally ill, that's tough. If you're mentally ill and kill someone, I still think you should go to jail and not get out.
Yeah.
So if you're mentally ill and you're just like bopping around working at the movie theater and like working your best and going to therapy and becoming a person and you have your one bedroom apartment and you're doing your best, you're making your bed every day.
I love this version
of
Felicity.
You're going to breakfast. Awesome.
Mentally ill Felicity.
If you are mentally ill and you are stabbing people, hurting people, making people whatever.
That's the world that we live in.
Then I consider you still bad. Oh, this is awful. I just.
No. This is good.
This is a wild discussion.
But this is the way that people feel. I mean, every outside community we have feelings about, you know, like the thing about
like
after 9/11 Islamophobia or after SARS, Asian people, bad, bad, bad. You know, it's like we really do feel, because it's all a numbers game. Life is a numbers game. You know, it's like everything that we do. You make calculations. When I Google map how to get here and then I wanted to bike here and then I had to take the L to the N and then bike a little bit and hold my bike in rush hour and really hate my decisions. But we all we're making calculations. When you sit beside a man that's like probably praying in Arabic on a plane, you're going to feel something because that's a numbers game. And the number is really quite, it's very much smaller, obviously, than you think. Mm-hmm. But like when an Asian person sneezes, when you're, you know, in Chinatown after the SARS scare, it's like you're more scared. That's it.
Yeah.
So we don't, so we question each other and then we just, we can't, that's the best way to calculate at this point. But the good thing is about diversity and like cities where you're a Russian girl, I'm a half Pakistani, half Swiss girl. Andy, where are you from? Where are you? What's your history racially? Anything?
Irish Italian.
And then we got 18-year-old dude with a kippah. I just saw the kippah. You know, it's like the best thing about this.
Did
scenario,
you know I was a Jew? Yeah. No, but not her.
But group me in. You know? I'll take it.
That's so funny.
But the best thing about it is that we realize like none of the real big generalizations say a whole lot about any of us.
Yeah.
There's cool people, there's idiots, there's assholes, and there's mentally ill people.
Can
that
I tell
are
you
the bad side
about
and the
a,
good side and all that? Yeah.
Can I tell you about a magnet that I have on my fridge?
Of course, honey.
It's a little drawing and it's a big, big fish with its mouth open and it says, "The world is just." And then it's a medium-sized fish and it says, "Oh, the world is sometimes just." And then it's a little baby fish going, "The world's unjust." And so it's like these point of views.
I didn't know you had
but
that.
But if the big fish understood what they had and stepped back and helped the little and medium fish and we all treated each other as people, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
But
and you know what? Miley Cyrus
Fran
is.
Fran Lebowitz, my favorite person.
Yeah.
What she says is, if you have power, why would you give it to anyone else?
Yeah.
Why would you do that? And that's what she goes, you know, being a doctor used to be a good job. And it, when it stopped being a good job, that's when women were allowed to do it. Whenever, yet you're not going to give something gold away to someone
you'll never give. Of course you would not. And I, you know, like think about it as like your group of people roll in a bar and like a big group leaves a table. You're looking for your group. You're looking to get that fucking table and you're not going to give it away because someone left their fucking scarf there. You're like, no, y'all left to go smoke your scarf. You know what I mean? Or you can have a more diplomatic attitude. I think that the more we get to know each other, the more we with the internet, the more we see all of everyone as people and can and really like contextualize each other as like worthy people, the more positive change will happen for equality. But we all have to realize too that
I
in the bigger
don't think
scale
it's possible.
Because in the bigger scale,
we
really, Lisa, what I'm saying, like with America, you're never going to want your currency to go down. You're never going to want your property value to go. Like there's everyone who's everybody, it is all a race. I mean, that's the crazy irony in the word race. Racial race. It's a race.
But wouldn't it be nice if, like, everyone had quality education? Or enough food to eat every day?
Of course.
And education.
Dude, I'm not, honey.
Right?
Listen, you know my background and you know who I, like, of course.
And then if whoever has power kept having the power, I'd be like, great, you obviously deserve it. You're smarter than everyone. But I don't buy it. Whatever.
You know who this is?
Please, I mean, Lil Frex. Oh, yeah, let's plug our show. Is this going to come out after?
I think that I'm really going to make it. And I know that I got to stay patient. And I know that I'll find my place. And I'm sick just like an AIDS patient. Stay hungry, never complacent. Making up for the time that I wasted.
She's not
first
suing
I break
us.
It, then replace it. Oh, this shit's so fresh, come taste it. I'm in Austin, Texas. I'm South by Southwest, bitch. I stole my man's Lexus. He said drop it low, girl. That shit is so sexist. But I'm on my next shit. That alpha success shit. Let's get this. Madam Emma Graham in the building. I do this shit for the women and children.
We have to call my mom.
I
love her.
Love her.
She's so fucking good.
And you know when you tried to play
Lil Freckles.
But I like loved her old song, obviously, Dancing on the D. And when you tried to play something different, I was like, come on, play the song I like.
Yeah.
And you're like, hold on.
She's
and
still
then it's
fucking
like,
great.
Fuck.
So great.
Better. Great. I'm so scared. I don't know if I can handle this.
Calling my mom? We just have to I have to pee. I literally have
what
to pee.
What time is your
have to
show?
It starts at 8 and I'm up first.
What? When? I mean, where is it?
In Soho.
Oh, my show starts at 7:30, but I told him I'd be late.
Well,
I can't do this.
Don't put it to the phone and talk to her.
Is it on speaker? Hello? Yeah. I hope there's like an alien above this building and it doesn't go through. We also didn't talk about all the stuff we had to talk about with Canada.
Of course we didn't, because we have zero time, but this is still such a great episode.
I know.
But Andy, what do you say?
Little Frex
is awesome.
She's going to be at our show May 19th.
Yeah, May 19th, but it comes out the day after May 19th. Oh, okay. So just know that we did have her on a show at UCB East yesterday, and it was fucking amazing.
You should come to it.
I might. She was, when we recorded with her,
yeah.
She was here on the week that me and Julia were like.
Wait, are you? Seeing. Are people hearing you?
Can you,
or
get
no?
to the mic?
No, this is just.
No, but we. We can't do that.
We have to talk.
We have to wait till after.
We got
to
keep it orgs.
But there is a little Frex story. We're going to hear it. But we like her a lot.
Guys, listen. My mom is not picking
up
the phone.
She's the shit. I feel
my okay. parents.
She's probably listen. Didn't want to talk to me after the confession
no,
she made.
No, that's. Not oh no, no. Here we go, Liz.
I can't
take it. Take it right now. Take it right now, or I'll hit you.
What train are we going to take?
I can jump on a train and then get there faster. I put the just worry about my mom first. If she doesn't pick up, this is very rude.
She just knows it's gonna go happen. She probably has the same emotions I have.
I can't believe I've got to run to shows so fast. I have my bike. I'm gonna put on the train.
And then I'm gonna meet your house. Hello?
The Jalise residence.
Leave a message for her, please. Okay. Tell her you love her.
Can't take your call now.
So professional. The Jalise residence. I used to have that job back in the day.
Hey.
No, put. Okay, yeah.
Oh, I have to put on the microphone. It's Lisa. I'm here with Sabrina, some boys. I don't know what to say at this point. I'm a little nervous to be on the machine, but we're here. It was a great podcast. We talked about seeing people's other points of view. We would love to know what your opinion of it was. We will talk to you later. I'll be on again because Leah from Splitsider said so. Your daughter did bring me another vodka, so
don't.
Silly. Just kidding. I was just trying to get her in trouble. She's been great. I will not get her in trouble with anyone, but on this machine, I got to hang up.
Okay.
I didn't
did
do a good
up?
Job.
Did you hang up? Did you hang up? My mom doesn't drink, and when you keep saying that I bring you vodka, she's truly going to think about, she's going to have 90% more stress in her life in the next 2 days because of that two name drops. Yeah, Lisa's looking at me like,
I just have to pee real bad, and with
have
overalls,
to pee. We
got to
go, guys. I love
thing.
You so much, and we'll have you back very soon. Do you think you can come back soon, Annie? Annie, do you think you can come back?
I'm more available than anyone I know.
Oh, my God. Lisa Traeger.
Crippling, but like, why be mad at those people or people that are like, immigrants, get out of here, illegal immigrants. It's like, they're people. We're people.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
just because they're a different color or come from 100 more miles south, suddenly we can discard of them and not care about them.
Hey.